Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real-world hassle. We've all been there, staring at that looming to-do list, feeling like time slipping through our fingers faster than sand on a beach. You know the drill. I'll get to it later, we say, convincing ourselves, while secretly fearing that elusive later might never arrive. Well, buckle up because today, we're tackling the beast known as procrastination head-on. We're going to dive into some seriously potent stoic strategies to help you conquer this procrastination monster and build a productivity fortress around your goals. It's time to reclaim control, folks, and turn that I'll do it later mentality into a thing of the past. Ever felt like you were on a never-ending hamster wheel of tasks, always starting but rarely finishing? You know that feeling when you're bombarded with emails, notifications, and social media whispers all demanding your attention, leaving you scattered and overwhelmed? That, my friends, is procrastination in its finest or maybe worst form. It's the thief of time, the saboteur of dreams, and the biggest obstacle between where we are and where we want to be. But fear not. The Stoics have been wrestling with this beast for centuries, and they've got some seriously badass weapons to help us win the battle. First up, understand your triggers. What sets you off on that procrastination spiral? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Boredom? Once you identify those sneaky saboteurs, you can start crafting strategies to disarm them. Think of it like a treasure map. Identifying those trigger points is the first step towards unearthing your productivity gold. Next, embrace the power of small steps. Feeling overwhelmed by a giant task? Break it down into bite-sized chunks that feel manageable and achievable. Remember, even the longest journey begins with a single step. Starting small builds momentum and keeps you from getting bogged down in the enormity of the whole project. Third, time management is your best friend. The Stoics were masters of using their time wisely, focusing on what truly mattered. Create a daily schedule that allocates time for your most important tasks, and stick to it like glue. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish when you have a clear plan and dedicated focus. Fourth, cultivate a growth mindset. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to greatness. Embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Every stumble is a chance to refine your strategies and come back stronger. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have off days, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up when you slip up, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who's swamped with client projects. She's constantly putting things off, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of work. I'll start that presentation tomorrow, she tells herself, day after day. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah decides to implement some of these stoic productivity hacks. She breaks down those big projects into smaller, manageable tasks. She sets aside specific time blocks for focused work and eliminates distractions. And instead of fearing failure, she embraces challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Guess what? Sarah's productivity skyrockets. She starts feeling a sense of control and accomplishment, and the stress melts away. So there you have it, folks, the power of stoic principles to conquer procrastination and build unshakable productivity habits. Remember, it's about taking small steps, staying focused, and treating yourself with kindness along the way. Let's recap. We learned to identify our procrastination triggers, embrace the power of small steps, master time management, cultivate a growth mindset, and practice self-compassion. Now go out there and make it happen. I want to hear your stories. Share this episode with anyone who could use a productivity boost and leave a review telling me how these stoic strategies are impacting your life. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this momentum going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.